This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
That sucks.
I can not sympathize with what this guy did, but the situation he was in.
Okay.
A young man, a 19-year-old, which, again, I can't sympathize with being that because that's a long time ago. His girlfriend and their family went on a cruise without him. Okay.
Okay. Wait, his girlfriend and his family
her family?
Okay. I was like, damn.
So he's apparently living with them.
Okay.
So again, for those wondering what the hell I'm talking about, my wife and mother-in-law went on a cruise without me a month ago through into Mexico for my mother-in-law's 70th birthday. And I gave my wife a fair amount of crap for it. Like, I want to go to the Gulf of America.
Boy, you're not playing that the right way. It's team say yes, have a great time. Everything was great at home.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you have a great time because then, guess what? You and the boys? You and the boys? Opens up some time there.
Trust me. That
team always say yes.
That shit is filed away. And she's like, so am I going with you to Vegas or Summer League this year? I go, no. No, you know you're not. So, we're going solo to Vegas this year.
There you go.
Have a little bit there more freedom, as it were.
Freedom.
But this guy, he sent in a bomb threat to the cruise line.
Okay, now you wonder why you weren't invited on the cruise. That's probably it. This is mom and dad sending you the purpose pitch that we don't really like you. We think that you should not be a part of this family.
They left them at home to watch their pets.
Yeah, that is exactly 100% why you were not invited on this trip. Mom and dad were right in this.
So the ship had to go to port.
What a...
Over 1,000 rooms are swept because they have to bring the bomb sniffer out.
Oh, my gosh.
I immediately went to, like, Fifth Element.
I know.
The bomb scene on Flossin's Paradise.
Yeah.
No. The bomb alarms would go off.
Man.
So the FBI was able to trace back his email address and...
He
emailed it. didn't even go buy a burner. Didn't even go buy a burner with cash.
This guy's an idiot.
Let this be a lesson, guys.
This guy's an idiot.
Find a old store that does not have security cameras everywhere.
The bodega.
Yes, and buy a burner with cash.
Yeah, boy.
This is not... Every time I see criminals get caught with stuff, I'm always just like, how?
Well...
How?
19-year-old... Super jealous idiot that has literally ruined his life.
They have all the access in the world to this stuff.
I know.
Like, you've seen all the crime docs.
I know.
You all watch them.
No.
And they just
Can't fix stupid, my man.
I mean, right? Yep. So the ship goes into port. They sweep over 1,000 rooms. They went into port in Jamaica, apparently. They traced the email back, and the statement came out in the court filing. Anyone making a bomb threat should be expected to be taken at his word. Fortunately, this particular hoax did not result in physical injury.
Mm-hmm.
He is sentenced to 8 months in prison making the false threat. The offense carries a maximum penalty of up to 5 years.
Yeah. I have a feeling, you know, this kid feels like a moron.
He did admit fault, said, did not deny it, just took full blame, full responsibility. So at least there's that.
Well, at least there's that. But the tougher conversation here is his girlfriend's parents with his girlfriend being like,
what if she likes a bad boy and now she's even more into
you
it?
You need to drop this loser immediately.
They got to be prison pen pals?
Oh my gosh. And it's like, we've been warning you.
Mm-hmm.
We have been warning you. Time and time
again.
I'm
nearly certain. It doesn't say what the statute is. I'm nearly certain that's a felony.
Oh, it's got to be.
Mass endangerment?
Yeah. I bet you he was like, dude, I sent it to international waters, so it's not even, they were 15 miles off the coast, so there's no way.
But it originated in the U.S., Demi.
Moron.
Yeah.
Moron. Look, I guarantee you that was probably his line of thinking.
Well, if you did it in international waters.
Yeah.
Like if you had your own little ship out there.
Exactly, and that's where you sent your from your dinghy,
mm-hmm.
Tommy Boy style,
yeah.
15 miles off the coast, sitting there
sure
going,
make sure it's not a registered vessel.
And all of a sudden, you're not in jail for eight months.
There's ways around this.
Man, this guy's dumb, and that's my worst fear is what my daughter dating an absolute moron.
Well, you saw what happened at Silverton High School, right?
No,
there was a swatting hoax.
Oh yeah, that's just
so they like I was over at K2 for
you stupid or something
one of the games and I saw the footage of like high schoolers walking out with their hands on their heads.
Yeah,
like I mean the cops have to take this stuff seriously.
Well, absolutely they do.
I mean,
absolutely they do.
I feel like that particular thing, the swatting thing, because you're sending in a special unit that is on tilt
and does not know
who, what, when, where,
somebody pops out and the people that are there aren't expecting it. And so
they react erratically
and
that ends up people getting shot.
That's how people die.
Yeah. I feel like that, like swatting somebody should come with like a 10-year sentence.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because you are really in danger. And people are like, oh, those people are trained. Yeah, they are. They're trained for very rare, very high intense situations where a report comes in that says somebody has a firearm and is holding people.
Yeah.
And more often than not, in those situations, you're talking about neutralizing a threat.
Yeah, absolutely. Dang. So, that guy's an idiot. Where is he from?
Not Florida.
Not Florida.
I believe it said Michigan, if I'm not mistaken. All yes, right. Michigan.
All right. All right. Well, so, it's been a cold winter up there.
It was in January.
He's trying to get out and see the sun.
So while he was freezing his butt off in Michigan, the rest of the family, and he was watching the dogs.
Just be a normal 19-year-old and throw a party.
I'm having the in-laws watch the dogs while wifey and I go do our Mediterranean trip. I'm just going to give them the wrong cruise line.
I bet like when she, I bet what set him off is like she started packing like the pineapple for the door and he was like, wait, what is this? What are you doing here?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I'm going on a cruise.
Look, I'll let you know that they have those available for you when you get there.
Oh, they do.
You don't have to bring those.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. They have those? Like you can just pick one up and never.
They got little stores on board.
Really?
And not only that, you're going to port. You're in Jamaica.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.